We are in a process of debating or talking about a new theme here at the church. And it has to do with connections and communication. How are our connections? Today we do have Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Instagram, cell phones, tablets, computers, Apple Watches, the whole other social networking websites and devices. And all these social networks, they were originally put in so that we could connect, so that we could actually communicate, so that we could understand each other. But this has become kind of like an addiction and even created some problems in churches. Many are now looking at their smartphones instead of scriptures during the worship services. They're tuning into their social media messages and tuning out of the ancient word that you were singing about here. Some pastors even have given it a name, this phenomenon, and it is called spiritual attention deficit disorder. And it is, in short, SAD, S-A-D-D, SAD, spiritual attention deficit disorder. And in the meantime, the Lord is waiting. Because, and I want to maybe have some light on this corner here. See, the Lord is waiting to increase the relationship. And I don't know if we have or not connected. But one thing it is time to connect. It is time to connect. And what we want to do in the next couple Sundays here in this place is all about learning, all about connecting. And the first text we're going to read actually is Psalm 73:28. For those who have a Bible, let's open it up. And it says this: "But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge, and I will tell of all your deeds. But as for me, it is good to be near to God." Have you noticed that? Have you been able to connect? And there's one thing that we want to talk about. We want to learn about connecting with God, connecting with His Word. We want to connect with the Holy Spirit. We want to learn how to connect with the fellow believer. And we want to connect with the outside world. And it's going to go down like this in the next couple Sundays. But as for me, and I think this is the most important part. As for me, the text says, it is good to be near God. And I'm not sure how close you are to God. Maybe first of all, you and I, we will need to decide, do I want to connect with God? Or why eventually has it been so difficult for you and me to actually connect with God? There are many, actually, out there that cannot connect, have a hard time to connect. Why is that? Well, first of all, they don't really know who God is. Do you know who God is? How do you connect with eventually, if you don't understand who God is as a person, maybe you have seen him too much spoken about out there as a force of nature or the universe or the higher power. How in the world are you going to actually connect with the higher power? If you see God only as a higher power or as the universe, how do you connect with the universe? Oh, you can go into all kinds of meditation and I'm going to try to connect with nature. It's because people have a very, 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 very tiny, small understanding of who actually God is. They see him as something, not someone. Others have a difficulty to connect with God because they don't really believe it's going to work. It might work for some priests or some holy people out there, but not really for me because I am just a guy or a lady. It's really, you know. So people actually don't really try hard to connect with God because they don't think it's going to work. Others, the other reason why people don't connect with God, this is quite interesting, you found out, is because people live individual lives in the midst of all the connectivities that we are, the Facebook and the Twitter and the Instagram and the WhatsApp or whatever, people still live in very, very individual lives. You can check it out in your own house. There are five people in there. There are five smartphones or something. Everybody's doing their own thing. And sometimes it's so hard to actually connect. How are you doing? I'm guilty as charged to myself. So people don't really connect with God because people live individual lives, and many are not really close to anyone to the point that they are free enough to actually ask spiritual questions or of spiritual nature. How many friends that you have today that you actually can come and talk about spiritual stuff or talk about God? Yes, it's about the weather, it's about the politics, it's about the elections, it's about everything else. But when it comes to talking about the deep stuff, about God, about maybe you don't talk much about it because you don't have really somebody that you actually can talk. Think of a name with whom, right here in church, you could actually talk about your doubts, about your spiritual doubts, about the things you don't really know and the things you would like to know, and you don't have really anybody. Do you have a name? And as you struggle with all this, in the meantime, there is God, and he is waiting. He's out there waiting for you to connect. The Lord is calling. More than ever before, in the midst of all the busyness of life, more than ever before, he is calling. He is hoping, come on, guys, talk to me. And we talked about it not long ago, about Adam and Eve back in the garden. Like around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, on the turning of the day somewhere, maybe it was in the morning, but there was God already looking. Hey, where's Adam? In fact, he came one day when Adam and Eve were not there. He said, hey, Adam, where are you? God is always out there reaching out and then looking and expecting, come on, don't you want to talk to me? I have something to tell you. So the Lord is calling. He is offering his assistance. He is offering his love. He is offering his care. He is offering his support, his wisdom, his incredible riches, his prosperity. For us to live in this world, and he is offering his salvation, and he is offering eternal life for the other life after this one. He has done it all. He is doing it all. He is ready to talk. He is ready to connect. He is ready to chat. Now, we like to chat with the little machine on Facebook and stuff and talk about all kinds of things. And so is God, waiting and waiting and waiting. Aren't you not going to come and talk to me? Are you think you're managing your life all right? I'm pretty sure I could speak some wisdom into your heart. I'm pretty sure I could talk to you a little bit about this and about that and about the future. Look what it says in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 to 3. Come, he says, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. That's the text. So the Lord has opened his bank and is asking, hey, you guys, I am the richest. I own it all. Come to me. Because he sees us running around like crazy, trying to make ends meet or trying to work here and trying to solve a problem there and trying to run and get and spend energy there and there. And he says, come. Come, all you who are thirsty. Come to the waters. You know, when God talks about the waters, you know, he talks about a river of water. He talks about huge amounts of water in abundance. Ed Roy the other day was talking to me about the Niagara Falls, for those who haven't seen it. When you look at the waters flushing down like that, you know, we're talking about big amounts, and it's nonstop, and it has been like that for years and years and forever probably, or until it was created. So the Lord has water to offer for the thirsty, for the true thirsty. Basically, he's saying, I make everything possible. I hope. I open up all closed doors for you. You have been battling. You have been trying to enter certain doors. Just the doors are locked, and it's closed for you, and you battle, and you battle, and you battle. And the Lord said, hey, come to me. I'll open the door for you. You have been trying to administer your own life on your own, and guess what? You're beating your head off. You're not making it. I make everything possible. I open all and close all doors, open all closed doors for you. I have all the resources available for you. And it says in verse 1 still, come, buy wine and milk. We are talking about nutrition. The basics. He is offering you the basics that you can live with. Without money and without cost, he says even. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Have you noticed that? Sometimes you work, you work, you work, and then after the end of the day, man, what did I do actually today? And was it worth it? Maybe it wasn't. Maybe I lost the whole day trying to do something and I didn't reach anything. He says, come buy with me. Or spend. Why you spend money? Verse 2. Why spend money on what is not bread? And on your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, he says. Listen to me and eat what is good. And you will delight in the richest affair. Give ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live. These are the words from the Lord himself. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, when the Lord promises something, he will come true. So the question then is, why would I want to connect with God? First answer, because it is good. Very simple. connecting with God is actually good. It is good for you. It's good for me. It is good for everyone around you. It is good. Connecting with God is good. Say it to your neighbor, connecting with God is good. It is good. Jeremiah 29, verses 11 and 13 says this, "For I know the plans I have for you." And that is the other reason why it is important to connect with God. Because you would be lost otherwise. Trying to do it on your own, you will not make it. You have tried. You know. You have beaten your head off. Jeremiah 29 says, "For I know the plans I have for you." By the way, the plans that are written way before you were born. Sometimes we do not follow these plans, but they are there. This is what I had for you. This is the things that I want for you. This is where you will have the most success in your life. If you follow these plans, you have the option to do anything you want. Please be my guest. The Lord himself says, "What never, never, ever will force anything on you." But if you come to him, "Lord, would you share your plans with me?" Because if you do, if you come to him, he will actually share a plan that he has for you. And I bet you your life and my life will be successful. Will it be like without suffering or without pain? No. But successful in God's standards. "So for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you." There you go. You have it already. The word's already there. He has a plan to prosper you. And I am not adapted to the theology of prosperity. Yes and no, because I like God's prosperity in my life. Not my own prosperity, and usually we consider the prosperity a financial prosperity, and that's not exactly what the Lord is talking about here. But yes, he wants you to prosper, not to be always a failure, always fall, always be defeated. That does bring no glory to God. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." We think that because we connect to God closer, we might lose some freedoms. No, you will lose no freedoms. You win the freedom because the Bible is very clear. It says if you, look for me, or if you find the Lord, you find freedom. Something like that. Declares to the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And you would not prosper otherwise. Truly speaking, we would not prosper otherwise. We will be suffering through life without connecting with God, who created, who knows you, who knows exactly how many hair you have on your head and how many is going to fall off by tomorrow. "Then you will call me," the text says, verse 12. "You will come and you will pray to me," the text says, "and I, the Lord, the creator of the universe," it says here, "I will listen to you." Heaven stops when you pray. See, they're having a big celebration up there. You shut up a prayer, everything stops. Hey, somebody is calling. Let's pray. What is it? How can we help? There's a readiness in heaven to come towards your prayer. And it works. You might be accustomed to, it doesn't really work. I have tried. Yeah. Why did the Lord didn't do it? Why didn't he help me as I needed? No. And then you kind of gave up. You see, when our relationship with the Lord is as deep as it can get, whatever happens to you, whatever circumstance is affecting your life, it doesn't really matter. You are like this with the Lord. And like I have said here many times, the worst thing that can happen to you is that the devil can kill you. And you can say, well, so what? the Lord Jesus has raised me up. So you and I, we are invited this morning to connect with the Lord. Because he says, come and pray to me and I will listen to you and you will seek me and you will find me when? When you seek me with all your heart. He is smart. God is very smart. He's very intelligent. He knows it all. He knows exactly what you need. And he is the one that wants to open heavens for you. We have to connect. Really, we don't have an option. Now, for us believers, even more so. It says in John chapter 15, verses 1 to 8, and I am the true vine, and my Father is the wine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, and I'm considering by the fact that you're here today, you left something important at home to be here with the Lord. That is already some resemblance of fruit. You were not ashamed to leave your house and come to a place of prayer where the Lord wants to meet with you. That is fruit. And yes, once you start opening your mouth, you will even produce more. And guess what, too? When the text says here, and for those who are already a little bit already giving some fruit, what the Lord does? Well, he prunes them to make it even better. Every branch in me that does not bring fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear even more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Now we might think, well, I can. Look at the things I have built. Look at the things what I am doing. Look at all the millions I accumulated in the bank. Look at all the things I did. It might be good for a while. And sometimes when I go even downtown Toronto, I see those huge buildings. The architecture of the beautiful buildings, high-rise buildings. You know, you look up like that. Oh, my God, I got the courage just to get up there and build this beautiful thing. And people can become proud of the towers that they put up. But you know, the Lord with a little wind can tear it down. You know, this week, you know, I did some YouTube watching. I was looking at 9/11. 9/11, everybody knows this is just past week was the anniversary. And this beautiful two twin towers up there. And all of a sudden, an airplane hits the tower. And the next airplane hits the other tower. And then, of course, the people on the streets are starting, you know, look what's happening. This is the end of the world. Look what's happening. It still was there smoking. And I don't know how many hours later, all of a sudden that thing starts crashing down. There were people stuck up there. Over 3,000 people died on that day. But the beautiful architecture all of a sudden came down. You know what? As it was coming down, I was looking. It was already dust. Just a bunch of smoke and dust and it became one big dust thing. By the time it was down, the whole city was in one dust. What happened to the beautiful towers? The achievement of man. See, the Lord can have it, allow it in your life Whatever you consider a treasure, but it can be gone the next day. In fact, those people that went up to those towers, they had no idea that they would not come down anymore. They thought that their life was just good, but the elevator up there, another day of work, and go down at 5 o'clock, done my job, all of a sudden, an interruption. An interruption of their lives. You did see also even the airplanes. People are trying to struggle with some of the terrorists out there, trying to stop what that plane was coming down, and they started to call, "Hey, I love you, I'm saying goodbye, we are not going to make it." God interrupts. So that's why when we already know that the Lord is in charge of everything, might as well us connect with Him. This is a time of connecting. In the next couple of Sundays, you're going to be talking about, okay, what does it really mean to connect with God? And we need this, I am telling you, my dear brothers and sisters, more than ever before. Because there is an amount of distraction out there in the world today that if you don't pay attention to return to the ancient word, so well sung this morning, by the way, we might not make it. Because there might one day, and the Bible says, all of a sudden, Jesus Christ is coming back. For those who think, no, He's not coming back, I tell you, He's coming back. And I want to go on record today, by the way, the Lord Jesus is coming back. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So as the group comes back up here, we want to pray. Yes, Lord Jesus. We understand that You want to connect with us. And Lord, we also have understood that it is time to connect. And it's time to come closer to You, to our Maker, to our Creator. No matter what the world is saying, that there is no God, that there is no Creator, that it all happened by chance or by evolution or whatever, we know it all came to be through a very, very intelligent design. And it has a beginning and it has an end. And Lord, You have always tried to connect with us. You have always been there for us. You have always, in your heart, in your head, we know, Lord Jesus, You have had this idea of connecting, reaching out to us. And that's why, Lord Jesus, this morning, we pray that You would help us, Lord, to dedicate some time and understand what Your plan for us is. And we would connect with You, Lord Jesus, in a way that we have never before. If there is any time to connect, this is the time. Today is the time. And if you have been disconnected, Jesus, we ask You, Lord Jesus, that You would take everything away and help us to get closer. All the distractions, all the private, personal projects, they can hold a little bit, Lord Jesus, but have us connecting with You. We want to connect. Bless every single person here this morning. In Jesus' precious name, amen.